Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here and staying here for my presentation. I think my time is overlapping with people's lunchtime, so I'm going to start real quick. I'm Mohammad Aurangzeb, graduate student at Iowa State University, and today I'll be presenting a part of my PhD project that is modeling phenology of upland and lowland switchgrass ecotypes. A little background about the switchgrass. My friend, previous speaker, has had a really nice base for the introduction of cellulosic ethanol production and why do we need it. So I'm going to jump into the switchgrass, which is the biomass producing crop we are using nowadays. It's a perennial C4 grass native to North America and grown primarily for forage, pasture, and now lignocellulosic ethanol production also. It's adapted to diverse environmental conditions over large geographic regions and establishes from seed, produce tillers, and there are basically two main ecotypes used for the biomass production, upland and lowland. Upland cultivars are more found in drier sites, whereas lowland cultivars are more found in wetter environments. The goal of this project was to develop a switchgrass module for inclusion in Epsom platform. There are other switchgrass models, so why we are working on another model is because either those models are based on one cultivar or they are simply based on calendar rules. Like if the temperature is higher than this, then this will be the growth, there will be the growth. And if the temperature is lower than this, then you go and harvest the crop. One of the important things those models are missing are the effect of photoperiod and missing details on phenological events. For example, Nebraska staging system made for perennial grass or the grass staging system. So why thermal time and photoperiod effect is important? Because when you move along different location, thermal time and photoperiod changes, and that is one of the important factors which drives the occurrence or the change in the phenological events of a grass. And why we're using Epsom? Because Epsom, it's a cropping system model, and its ability to link all individual cropping modules like soil, environment, and crop cultivar even, so it links all and develops and works on the simulation of the model which you want to develop. The specific objectives of my projects, we collected the phenological data from the field. We also collected the biomass data and to develop a switchgrass module for inclusion in Epsom. And talking about one of the most four important steps for developing a switchgrass module is you review the Epsom's library to find a suitable model. Then you analyze the data which you and the specific parameters in the Epsom which are required for the development of the model. And then you have the XML files and the Epsom where you set the specific coordinates for development of the model, and then you run the model for the prediction. About my field, the field was established in 2007 in Ames, Iowa, at Iowa State University Agronomy Farms. We used five cultivars, two lowland, Canlo, and Alamo, and three upland cultivars, that is Cavern Rock, Trailblazer, and Blackwell. The design was RCBD split with six replications, and there were six harvests for 2 years to have the phenological data. So in Epsom, choosing a template for your development of your model, it all depends upon how close you can get to the previous crop models already developed in the Epsom, because you have to use a specific template to overwrite your codes and your specific coordinates. So it all depends on the family, the genus, and the group, and how close you can get to the already present template in that. In that case, we used Lucent template as our crop model because it's used for, it's a forage crop, it established from seed, it regrows and it produces tillers, same as in switchgrass. So this is the template we're using for our APSIM for the switchgrass modeling. As we talked earlier, that the previous models are missing the detailed phenological events. For that, we collected the data according to the Nebraska staging system. On the left side of the, I think from your, yeah, it's the left. So on the left side is the Nebraska staging system, and on the right side is the APSIM staging system. APSIM uses 12 distinct staging systems, whereas the Nebraska staging system is a very detailed staging system where you can see all different stages happening in a grass growing season. They are very detailed, and this is the mean stage count equation we use to calculate the mean stage count on a given day of the year. To convert Nebraska staging system to APSIM's format, we just use simply, after collecting the data, we just use the linear interpolation method for conversion of the data. Once you set the data, this is how the APSIM, the main screen looked like, and then you pick different parameters on the left, and you keep adding the data and the coordinates and the foils, and if everything sets and it's working good, then you have the model. But before moving on to the model, I'd like to talk about the weather conditions in 2012 and 2013. 2012 was a little warmer than 2013 and the 20-year average in the early summer, and 2013 was similar to the 20-year average. For precipitation, 2013 was a little wetter in the early summer, and 2012 was a little higher in the early summer as compared to the 20-year average, but rest was lower than the 20-year average for rainfall. This is the observed data we collected with the Nebraska staging system, and I draw it in the axle. You can see the top three lines, which are completing the life cycle earlier, getting to the maturity earlier, are the upland cultivars, and the bottom two lines are the lowland cultivars, which is Canlo and Alamo in both years. In both years, upland were advanced in their phenological events, and they completed the life cycle earlier. This is the graph of the simulation we got with the APSIM model. So you can see, and APSIM was able to predict that how the switchgrass will be performing in a given growing season with different climatic condition. In both years, upland cultivars completed the life cycle earlier when you compare them with the date or day of the year, and lowland cultivars were delayed in their phenological events or the maturity. It looks a little confusing because all the cultivars are overlapping. So what I did, I extracted the data and make it more simple. I just draw it in the axle, and you can see the first three are the upland cultivars, Cavin Rock, Trailblazer, and Blackwell, and the last two are the Canlo Alamo, which are the lowland cultivars. And I compared them, simulated versus the observed for both years, 2012 and 2013. You can see in 2012 and 2013, upland cultivars completed their life cycle earlier, and they were advanced in their phenological events than the lowland cultivars, which are Canlo and Alamo. And there's a difference between the 2 years also against the observed and the simulated one. And to see how this analysis or the simulation actually performed, how efficient it is, we just did the linear regression for both years in 2012 and 2013. And we see in both years, observed versus simulated, we have a pretty good R-scale value of 0.98 and 0.96 respectively for 2012 and 2013. The summary, a modeling framework was developed and inserted into the APSIM. We want to perform a combined analysis of phenology and photoperiod to derive generic APSIM parameters for these five cultivars. These are only five cultivars, but we also want to increase the cultivar database for, because there are other, lots of other cultivars which are being used for pasture or biomass production. And we also will be including the biomass yield data and also simulating the models for the biomass yield data in APSOM also. These are the references. And with that, I would like to thank the people who helped me to accomplish this project. And thank you so much.
Okay.